Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you good, man. He's gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. It's happening throughout up to the hour 7. Thank you so much to Bathle. And she's back tomorrow morning. And it's just going to be great. And of course, I want to start with this song, man. I think you will love this one. It's a Sunday, come on.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Beautiful song indeed there. LD Barge, man. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. And of course, we have on the line Sipho Paulos Khatebe. Sipho Paulos, sawubona dumela. Aw. Where's Sipho? Yes. And we have Mfundisi Motha. Mfundisi Motha, sawubona.
Yeah, greetings, my brother. Ninjani?
Siyaphila kunjani kodwa?
Ah, siyaphila ngomusa, my brother. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuba sihlangane nantase ntambama.
Awuseke. Sipho, sawubona.
Mrutu ka intati waka.
Siyaphila kunjani kodwa?
Ah, wasibonga Mfundisi Ray. Sibingelele malele makhaya. Sibingelele Mfundisi Motha. Nujabula Dominic. Umgijimi. Unumber 3941. Amen.
U-3941 ngathi akekho namhlanje. Yazi ngibhizi ngiyamfonela kaphendula kusho ukuthi usadiliweke. 41K sayidlali phela.
Hayi, let's hope ukuthi usathatha amandla mruti.
Ya, usathi ukucokacoka, uyabona.
Yebo mruti wakho. Uright kodwa ufundisi leyo.
Hayi, ngiright, sibuze kuwe bhuti wami man. Saphila wena?
Phile kahle mfundisi, khonze kamnandi ebandleni namhlanje. Nathi siyabonga nje ukuthi hayi inkosi sasigcinile.
Aw, no siyabonga mfoman. Siyabonga kakhulu. No ujabulana simtholi. Mfundisi Motha, kuyaphileka kodwa sawubona, welcome.
Thank you so much my brother. Sawubona nawe ngiyakubingelela. Man of God, ngiyabingelela na kumfundisi Sipho. Ngiyithemba ukuthi soyithola le ndoda engujabulani.
Hayi cha. Hayi khohla. Khohla mfo ngoba kahle kuthiwa bekagijima nami ngathi ngimbonile egijima lapha kumabona ekudini yabona
khashana
ya ngimbone ngathi uthi ntinini ngathi no man awuthi ngibhekisise kahle ngathola ukuthi no huye
yeah
huye uyabona ogijimayo ntinini izayo lapha yana huye uyayibona indaba ngathi no okay ngoba huye ntinini izayo lapha yana ethike ngithi ngimiyeke kancane ngoba nefone akayiphendula ukuthi umfo udiniwa kwazi ngisho ukuphakamisa ifone uyabona
ukhathele umfowethu asimiyeke ubhuti aphumule
ya aphumule kancane man athi ukushaya ikhefu ngoba ngathi kusukela ekuseni agijima i-41 le iningi
kakhulu
iningi kakhulu ya iningi kakhulu so ngathi kuba inkinga nyana ukuthi uthole umuntu ethi kubuya kakhulu ya inkinga nyana kodwa siyabonga kakhulu right we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Sithena namhlanje sikhuluma nge the things that are defiling us ne defile
yes,
us
yes, sir.
What defile us are even all about. It's something we are going to touch on tonight, this very early evening. We're going to touch this very aspect. What are defilers? Things that are defiling us. You know, one of the things that I've realized, which really is defiling us, is also a negative image that we have about ourselves, which we had attached to ourselves because of some of the things that happened to us over a time and a period, you know. And because of that, we had gone on to actually accept ukuthi we are defiled, you know, somewhat, somehow, you know, ukuthi hayi sesingcolisiwe sangcola kakhulu and sangcoliseka, yeyibona. So we basically find ourselves really trending like that, which is something that is not supposed to be that way, by the way. It's not supposed to be that way. But we have things that are defiling us, which we have attached to ourselves as part of our history, as part of ourselves, and also as part of our direction, where we're going and all that. And this thing in itself is quite a blow in many instances than one. It's something we need to be careful about. What that defile us? Things that bring impurity upon our lives, things that bring filthiness, or things that pollute us, you know, things that take away the spiritual cleanliness that we tend to be having, you know, things that take away the spiritual cleanliness that we tend to be having, things to be careful about, because if we don't look into these things, really, sizilahlela kude. Siyazilimaza thina ngokwethu, yabona. So we are talking about that. What that defile us? What are they even all about? Now, the word is saying quite a lot with regards to this, you know. It speaks about the defilement. Let me speak about this defilement. It's found in Isaiah chapter 24, verses 5. The earth is also defiled under its inhabitants, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. They have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, and broken the everlasting covenant. They have transgressed the laws, broken the ordinance, and broken the everlasting covenant. Things that are bringing defilement in our lives, what are these defilers? Transgression of the laws, you know. And when we change the order of the Father, when we change His order, His ordinances, when we change the order of the Father to fit us. And number three, also, when we break the everlasting covenant, that is a big problem. When we break the everlasting covenant, that is a big problem. Something that we need to be careful about, to look into, right? And I also looked at Isaiah 59, verses 3. It says, your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies and your tongue has uttered perversity. Now, what is a thing that brings defilement in our lives, or what are the defilers according to this verse? Number one, we see murders. Murders, you know, when you murder someone, you're defiling. You actually are not defiling yourself alone, but you're also defiling the area where you murder this person. You also are defiling the people of that area. I don't know if you know about this. If you drive around and you would see Wesinskati, when you drive, there would be flowers that are put, which would show you kulendlela kule highway that someone died there.
Yeah.
You know, because blood was spilled there. Something happened in that area. Yeah. So when you murder, that's why the word is telling us that you shall not murder. When we murder, we actually are defiling ourselves. We are defiling the place in which we are murdering. We are defiling also the inhabitants of that place. So, if uhlala endaweni yangakini and babulala umuntu laphayana, hey, as long as kungasumtana mobulalo munye, but your area is defiled. It has that spirit of murder. Number two, we also speak about fingers with iniquity, things that are not yielding to the equity of the Father, unfairness, you know, iniquity. unfair advantages that people take over one another. Iniquity, sinfulness, in other words. It says, therefore, fingers that are, it says, and your fingers with iniquity, and then lips that have spoken lies. The defiler here is lies. Eish. There's nothing like sweet little lies. So what Fleetwood Mac was singing all along is not actually correct spiritually. There's nothing like sweet lies, white lies, you know. There's nothing like that. Lies are a defiler. They defile your soul. They defile your spirit, your mind. And then also, the aspect of breaking the covenant of the Father. Another thing is us, when we break the covenant of, the breaking of the covenant of the Father is a defiler in itself. When we break the covenant of the Father, we are defiling. We are defiling. We need to be careful also about that. We need to be careful about that. We are defiling the Father. So, the third one that we can look into is in Ezekiel 22, verses 4. It says, you've become guilty of the blood you've shed. You've defiled yourself with idols. You have caused your days to draw near and have come to the end of your years. Therefore, I've made you a reproach to all the nations and a mockery to all the countries. Now, idolatry. I've spoken about matter already. But I want to speak about idolatry. Ukukhonza iThixo. IsiThixo kungaba imoto yakho, kungaba indlu yakho, kungaba umakoti wakho, kungaba imali zakho, kungaba i-career yakho, kungaba ama-achievements wakho, kungaba ama-title wakho. Konke lokhu can become an idol. Kungaba iThixo. Ungacedela ukukhonza kona. And that's a problem we have these days, you know. With regards to defilements. That's the problem we have. We need to be careful also about that. We see much of the times people basically say, no, but this is my culture and all that and stuff. But a thing that defiles is idolatry. And idolatry is no culture. It's sinfulness. Idolatry is paganism. It is no culture. That is besuiting to man. It is something invented by the devil and brought on to man to actually contaminate. I spoke about contamination. To contaminate the traditions of man, the cultures of man. So we must also be careful with regards to that. The final one, Ezekiel 28:18. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of iniquities. By the iniquity of your trading, therefore I brought fire from your midst. It devoured you, and I turned you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all who saw you. Now, when we speak of defilers also in this instance, it is the multitude of sins that we do with our bodies. Remember, our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So it is also known as the sanctuary of the Spirit of the Father. So the things that we do with our bodies can be defilers. The things that we do with our bodies can be defilers. Therefore, we need to be careful with regards to that. Right. I'm going to go to our guests just after this.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. And here we are, man. Here we are. Here is the issue here. And the issue is that much of the times we become those kinds of people who defile ourselves, therefore we should identify defilers. Isn't this Molisayo? As to what these are even all about. Let me start with you. Mfundisi Mota, what are defilers according to you? What comes to mind?
Mfundisi, thank you so much. And once again, we thank the Father for such a powerful topic, which is really enlightening to us. Allow me to create Abalalele Makaya in the name of Yahusha Mashiach.
Amen.
My brother, you have introduced it very well. As you were explaining from the beginning, Uguti, these are the things that are defiling our soul, our spirit. These are the things that makes our relationship with the Father not to be healthy. One of the things, Mfundisi, which I just want to zoom on, it is unforgiveness and bitterness. The Word of God says that we should forgive. And if we keep on holding on unforgiveness, that can defile the heart of a man. If we hold on bitterness, you know, there are people, umuntu ngento eyenzeka 20 years ago, but still says that I cannot ukuthi ngimxolele. Not knowing what actually, in so doing, you are actually defiling yourself. You find that the person is happy, has moved on, ngempilo yakhe, uphila kamnandi, but for the fact that I'm still living bitter and I'm still unable to forgive that particular person, it is actually defiling and it will even affect my spiritual growth. I want to read, my brother, from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, verse number 31, where it says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And 32 says, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ have forgiven us. You know, many at times we pray that God forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespassed against us. We are saying that in the form of a frustration, but we do not mean it because we are unable to forgive. So those are the things that defile us, that makes us, or that brings impurity in our spiritual journey with the Lord. So we need to be careful about it. It says we must even be able about what we speak. Let not be any evil speaking in you. In other words, masingakhulumokubi. Which James, when he writes, he says, we should be able to learn to tame our tongue. Because ulimi lwethu mangabe lingakhulumi okuhle, actually it will defile us. So when we are unable actually to forgive, God forgave us. In Christ, we are forgiving, and He always forgive us. And if we are unable to forgive others, we are actually grieving the Spirit of God. So we should be very, very careful. No, these are the things, Mfundisi, even in Tukutelo. Yes, the Word of God says that we should be angry, but let not the sun go down with your anger. In other words, even if noma ngabe kuthiwa ngithukuthele kangakanani, but I should not be controlled by my anger. I should be able to come back into my senses. I should be able to think straight. I should be able to let go of anger, because the more I keep unto it, the more I reside in it in my heart, I am actually defiling myself. It becomes now a cancer that is consuming me instead of the person that I'm intending it to. So we should be very, very careful about this. Earlier we spoke, my brother, about idolatry. And I want to touch on as well to adultery and fornication. You know, these are the things that defile us. And we should be very careful. In the book of Leviticus, chapter number 18, verse 20, it says, moreover, you shall not lie carnally with your neighbor's wife, to defile yourself with her. In other words, umuntu who find himself being intimate with somebody that is not his or her spouse,
uyazingcolisa. That is unacceptable to God.
Yeah.
Anybody that ongakashadi mfundisi and get into intimate with somebody, that defiles that person.
Yeah.
So we should learn these are the defilements mfundisi. Sex outside of marriage, it is defilement. So we should be very, very careful. No one will say, yes, menanganayemizwa yabantu of the opposite sex. But the word of God is very clear even to that.
Yeah.
It says that you shall not lie with a male as with a woman, because it is an abomination to the Lord. So ngamanye amagama, you cannot say that verse does not speak to me because it speaks of the wife. But I'm a man, I'm attracted to other men. But the word of God says straightly that you should not lie, or in other words, ulale nomuntu wesilisa ube uyindoda kwawena. As if you are a little father, and that speaks of intimacy. The same goes, even if you are a woman, you cannot ugoti wenze, that is against nature, because it is not natural for a woman that they should be intimate abantu besifazane and be bodwa, because uNkulunkulu akadalanga kanjalo. So that is an abomination to the Lord. So these are the things, mfundisi, we cannot ugoti sisiphila into his fashion. We see things that, no, they are doing it, everybody is doing it. So we cannot live like that. We should learn these things. We should be very cautious about these things, because it defiles us, it makes us to be unholy, it makes us to be not pure before the Lord. The word of God says we should be blameless before him. So these are the things, mfundisi, as a defiler, impilo yethu, it defiles even our soul and our spirit.
Yeah.
And it will destroy us.
Thank you
so much, my brother.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Muruti. I really appreciate. We are talking about defilers, things that are making us dirty.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Sipho, let me bring this to you, my brother. And I am looking at Ezekiel 43, verses 8. When they set their threshold by my threshold and their doorpost by my doorpost, with a wall between them and me, they defiled my holy name by the abominations which they committed. Therefore, I have consumed them in anger. When we, and this one, the threshold by the threshold of the Father, when we build our own kingdoms in the name of the Elohim, we say we are doing it, we're doing it in the name of the Lord. People have built their own empires, and they don't know that these things are actually defiling them. Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. What a topic today. And we thank God for this golden opportunity indeed to sit as Nyawana Zikachesu, ukuyofunda embhalweni, and becoming doers of the word. And moreover, what I've learned today from this church is very, very encouraging to my spirit. It's not those who simply just hear the word, but becoming doers of the word that are blessed. And becoming a hearer of the word, not a doer of the word. It disconnects us with God. It contaminates us so that God cannot even... communication is right in that. And it's important, good, as a body of Christ, Foundation, mention these things one by one so that the Holy Spirit may lead and take us into a position where we would repent. Because when the Holy Spirit enlightens our heart, you could see it is that so pendulum. And you have mentioned quite some verses in Foundation from Isaiah, who quote Alapanang, who has a kill in Nago. A few verses, and then Baba Lan Motel, Sizega Kulumaba. There are things, Bantabati, Nozak Dala, but Izan Kulungulu is the same yesterday, today, and forever, which is like a change. One of the things that I've written from this, it's an element of pride. Pride goes before
a fall.
So that thing, Ogwangi, pride, they have to defile it because Unkulungulu, akamthandi umuntu ophakeme, kodwa uthanda umuntu osithobile, samphakamisa ngesikhathi esifaneleyo. Ngifile ngifundisa ukuthi okusingcolisayo, uba nabangane ababi, Remember, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, it states clearly that a bad company corrupts a good character. So once we had a good character, but our company, once we associate with the people, abangamazungulungul, they will defile us. That's what sometimes young people, when we talk to them, they think, you know, we are trying to control them. Because you end up learning their language, at the same time, get used to their behavioral pattern that are not godly. And that makes Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, we should not misuse our freedom so that we ngokuthi sibe ngabantu nje abalaziyo izwi singaleni lokuthi thathe inkululeko yethu siyisebenzise kube yithuba enyameni yiko kulimaze impilo yethu eyindaweni eziningi, because lokuthi mfundisi, we are used to the word but don't become the doers of the word. It makes us to take light what Christ has already done on our behalf, on our behalf on Mount Calvary. Ingako ngibala le verse lokugcina mfundisi elithi uJesu lapho kuMark chapter 7 verse 15, there is nothing from without, or let me just read it like version ASV, which there is nothing from without the man that goes into him that can defile him. The things which proceeded out of the man are those who defile the man. Isikhathi la uJesu babona abafundi bakhe bedla ngezandla ezingagezwanga, Jesu siyabarifikaka uthi kubo, esikhundeni ngabe nishumayela izwi kaNkulunkulu, ya teaching culture. Ukuthi nje mfundisi sisebenzise, sifundise human doctrine, human teachings, human traditions, our own doctrine, it defies us. Because kunezinto ezisezwini that stood against such behavior. Kunamasiko la mfundisi njengokuthi kathi ayidli kude, idle ekhaya. Umuntu akwazi ukulala nomsesi wakhe, isiko liyakuvuma, but ezwini kaNkulunkulu ngoba shini umfundisi Motha, akuvumelekanga ukulala kwesifazane nowesilisa engashadanga. Sikubeke nje kunjalo. Eba lo kuphinga akufuneki, ngishadile mina nguhadebe, mase ngiyolala nomunye izwane, uphinga lokho. Sifundiswe enye indoda ayilali nenye indoda, babumotha njengobusha, intshebe nenye intshebe, uyasidefile njengomuntu. In other words, these are actually sinful nature that is in a man that should not even give it mfundisi a way out so that it's operating now. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 80, those who are sow in the flesh, they shall reap in their flesh. And remember, umasitshale enyameni sizobhubha mfundisi. So lezinto zonke sizitshale enyameni yize zisingcolisayo kakhulu, isono siyamngcolisa umuntu.
I hear you quite well. We are talking about defilers, what they are all about and what they do in our lives. What defilers are doing, what they are all about, and of course also what defilers are bringing over upon our lives. I trust the Father will do you good, grace you so much in a mighty way. All right. Let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Motha, again. Let me bring this to you again, Mfundisi Motha, and as to what are defilers even all about. Let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Motha. Now, I'm looking at Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. It says, Zechariah 13, verse 1, in that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. One of the things, or two of the things that are defiling us, number one is sin, number two, uncleanness, unclean living. You know, when we say uncleanness, it's when you collude with all kinds of spirits and yet at the same time say you are the child of the Father. And sin is sin. It is when you miss the mark of the Most High, when you do those things that are contrary to his word. What's your take, Mruti?
Mfundisi, that's very much true. Sin is sin. And the word of God is so clear.
about okungakuhle nokungathandeki nokungamukeleki phambi kwakhe. You know, when he speaks of uncleanness, this is one of the things when one uthanda kakhulu izinto zasezweni, while he call himself or herself the child of God. You know, when you do things that the other people do, or as the world does, you come unclean. In other words, from the purity that the Father has given you, the holiness that the Father has given to you, you contaminate it. Because when you actually listen to this word, when you look at the word actually itself, when it says unclean, in other words, this particular individual was once clean, but because of the things that they do, any kind of sin, they make him unclean. Because you know, when you look at the prefix of the un, it shows that actually it is the opposite of cleanliness. So if we are going to love the things of this world, if we're going to see, if and then I will be seeing other people they pose, they jola, and do all these funny things that are against the word of God, and I indulge in those things. In other words, the love of God is not in me. The word of God says that, my brother, says that if anybody loves the world or the things of this world, what are the things of this world? The world does not even know God. The world behaves in a manner that is in contradictory to the word of God. Why? Because the world does not know God. So therefore, if I say that I know God and I have received Christ as my Lord and Savior, if I find myself doing the things of the world, angihlukanga nomuntu ophingayo, as we also earlier we spoke about the adults. Now, here we are speaking of the adult in the spiritual realm, because I take the body, which is the temple of God, and then I do things and I eat things that I should not be eating in the spiritual. Now I'm speaking of in the spiritual language, that and I find myself doing the things that a child of God should not do. In other words, I am fornicating with the world. I take the temple of God, where God lives, and give it to the world, and I become unclean because of that. So therefore, the love of God is not in me. That's what the word of God says. If anybody loves the world and things of this world, the love of God is not in him. Because if the love of God is in you, you will always strive to keep yourself, because you know that you are actually the bride of Christ.
Yeah.
So therefore, you cannot do things that are in contradictory to God. You cannot speak in any manner. You cannot shout to people. You cannot rob to people. You cannot even tell lies. Earlier, you spoke earlier about lying. You know, there's nothing like it is an innocent lie. A lie is a lie. The word of God says that we should not be false witness. We should not tell lies. We should not speak lies. So therefore, those are the things, my brother, that makes us to be unclean. So we should shun away from that. We should shy away from that. Because if we continue to partake in the things of this world, then we are making ourselves dirty. We are making ourselves unclean before God. So therefore, it is important that we should understand when one still loves the things, you know, the lust of the flesh, you know, when the flesh wants this, you just give it. When the flesh wants to go, ayo jabula, ayo puza, ayo tak, and then you just give it. And then in other ways, you are not yet transformed. The word of God says that we should offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. We should be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So in other words, I should not think the way I used to think, but I should be able to control my mind and the thoughts. Because whatever, it is important, my brother, that we should be able to monitor the source of the thought. In other words, the sponsoring thought that comes behind. Because all thought that comes from the Father, it is always pure and it is always clean. But any evil thought, anything that comes to my mind that it is against the word of God, then that does not come from the Father himself, but it comes from the devil, the liar himself. So we should be able to do that, and we should not partake in that because it will make us unclean. Mm. Thank you, sir.
I hear you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And you can talk to us directly there. And you can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. What do we mean when we talk about things that are defiling us? What are defilers? Isn't this ezisingcolisayo? Njengabatana bankulunkulu yini lezi zinto dilotse di ritlatsang ditshila ke eng dilotseo sikhuluma ngaloko ke. You can also give us a shout, 012-334-1322.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. And of course, let me bring this to you again. Sipho, when we look into Mark chapter 7, verse 23, it says, all these evil things from within defile a man. Anything that is not right, which we harbor within ourselves, is a defiler. Whether it's hatred, whether it's a grudge, whether it's a dissatisfaction about someone, it is a defiler. Sipho?
That's very true indeed, Fundisa. Remember, you only see the outside part, but unkulunkulu yakwazi ukubona ekusenhlizweni yomuntu. And njengoba ufundile kuMark chapter 7, uverse ulifundile mfundisi, la ngiqale khona mina kuverse 15 ngiyakhombisa ukuthi are not the things ezingaphandle that defiles a man, but what is inside. Number one, every thoughts. Le micabango emibi esiba nayo, people cannot see it, but God can see it. Ingakho iBhayibheli liyakwala ukuthi sibe even nomoya we covetousness, whereby we love to have other people's things, like we wish they could die so that we can occupy them. And those are the thoughts that sometimes we do have. So every thought that entertains is in this thing called spiritually. Ya bonto lumuntu ya blues, angalenta blues angaye, monga mbuzu kaba ngani, ya ibo lenta kaba ngaye, manga kichela, na ya sabi ya ptus. Those are defiling us, ama every thoughts. Number two, fornication. Already, sisi, kazi, luguti nje, akvumelegile, because at the body of the temple of the living God. So in other words, we cannot defile the body of Christ with somebody sleeping around. Even that, please, let us live a holy life. Be elected with Sunkulungul. Murderer. Unezinizi ntumfundisi, uchesara zbalu, uti, bati isomes, usetu chesuge, nalo okuluma gabi, mumuni muntati siula. You shall account before God because you are murdering somebody's life. What is your puma? You fool. Because long ago, it shows what is desire. I used to have a massive in Fundis. I was tired of a container.
Oh, yes.
Those are theft. It defies us. Among a man, 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 among a man
ungaqamba manga. Kubalulekile ukuthi we have to teach ourselves to be honest even before God. Ngoba lokho it defiles us. And last mfundisi nokuhlambalaza the framing. La khona sibona abantu bekukhuluma kabi noNkulunkulu. Amuzi umuntu ekathi kukusiza ngani ukukholwa nongakholwa ngoba ungamakholwa nonkholwa futhi nesingcono kunani. Kuyafana nikhonze uNkulunkulu ngamanga. Asho izinto ezimbi ngoNkulunkulu. The framing. It defiles us. Not njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sometimes we are doing this thing albeiting and mutingly. Not even directly saying ukuthi uNkulunkulu wena siyakuhlambalaza. But the way, the manner in which we speak, even if we be angry, umuzi umuntu esathi kanti uNkulunkulu uzwa banjani.
UNkulunkulu
mina kanti uyabona ukuthi akasaba nako ukukholwa. Nangendlela sakhuluma ngayo njengomntwana kaNkulunkulu kuyakukhombisa ukuthi usiyahlambalaza. Imenza lento uNkulunkulu alulazeke phakathi kwabantu. That is why we need to change our behavior because these things identify us. Bangazi umuntu we oshumayelayo ophila ivangeli ononkosikazi wethu. Uma sebengithola kule indawo zamadlozi, kule indawo zamathuku navula amatshe, kule indawo lakhona kudakwa khona. Those defiled izwi kaNkulunkulu, it defiles even nami ucobo lwami. Sebengithola the whole baba. Ihambile laphaya defies us. That is why we need to repent. Let us not quench the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God knows exactly what is of God within us. So once we quench him, don't go there. Don't say that. Don't think like that.
Yeah.
We are now in a direction where we defy ourselves.
Yeah. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. And then drop us a voice note also there. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Mfundisi Bangali, welcome. Sawubona baba.
Mfundisi wami.
Ninjani kodwa?
Siyaphila mfundisi, uYesu sigcinile. Ninjani mfundisi wami?
Hayi, sibulela ugcino mfundisi wami.
Amen. Amen. Mandibuliseke kube mfundisi wami. Ukhangile apha isithuthu ngelika Kristu igama.
Haleluya.
Phaya tata ndibonga okokuqala utshile umfundisi wami wathi this topic also nayo is so very much important. Now powerful also. Because ithetha apha tata ngokuthoba isidima sokholo kumzalwane ondlini. Now ukuchila ukuthi ipollution ye holiness ngingcwele but zinto zini elizathi ndakube ndizenzile okanye ndakube ndizithethile zindenze ukuba njengabe ingcwele ithi one pastor kukho lento kuthiwa yi denominationalism endiyifanisa kunye ne-racism laa nto kuthiwa bubumpi ubumpi uzobona phaa kumaKorinto qala ngu-chapter 1 nakuverse 12 ufika phaya upawulosi beqhuba inqindi besilwa isizivondoviya ingulo esithi mna ndingoka-apolo omnye ndingokapawulos omnye ndingokapetros omnye ndingokayesu ngokungengathi ngosithi naw okwi-church of bangani uzinga nge-church of bangani and inumber enkulu ye-congregants ezile nkonzo yakhe osechurch of sandisile so ngokwahlukahlukana kwamabandla ufanele uba abantu banaloo boldness and braveness yokuqhayisa ngamagama amabandla abo now their uniforms bengayibonanga ukuthi loo nto Pastor Ray ibehla isidima sikamoya oyingcwele apha kum ngaphakathi now number 2 kuyabona ngelaa xesha kukho la prodigal son phaa kuLuka 15 ne la prodigal son nata ibiphuma ngegeti sayibona ne now ubuya ke ngoku lo ebesezintle ufika ebuyile lo ebelahlekile so ufika apha kuvuyiswana kumnandi kuba lo ebelahlekile ubuye waphinda wabuya ngoku lo uvele zinhle uvele kwalusaqonda uqhube kantoni apha ngaphakathi kuba uyaguswa pha uyaxheswa axelele noba ubuye lowa ebelahlekile kuthiwa ke pha ku-15:28 ngoLuka kuthiwa ke waqumba phahlareyi now akafuna nokungena kuba ukunjiswa kuba lo ebelahlekile ebuyile usho ukuthi ukhe bahlala abantu apha endlini kaThixo ithi ngendlela Pastor Ray abenza ngayo engazukisi Thixo enomona ke in other words kuba yaba ngumona kulofo abayiboni ukuthi laa nto iyadifayela okanye isendlela phantsi amandla okholo apha kum ukuthi umuntu uma eguquka esuka ebubini esuka esonweni esizapha kuJesu sibe nomona yimisebenzi ke yonke yenyama leyo nayo ekwadifayela okanye ethoba isidima sokholo ngumagalathini 5:19 uthi nantsi ke imisebenzi yenyama and le misebenzi pastare yenyama ayilingelekanga kumntu onomagalathi 5:22 usho ukuthi kumntu ohamba ngokomoya ayilingelekanga imisebenzi yenyama ongomaenga ispiritism njengoba ukhe watsho na ukukhexeza ibe umntu elapha enkosweni ngaphakathi so iyasikhwaba ngapha koko tatam uyabaleka umoya ongcwele kuba kaloku tatam akahlali akahlali umoya ongcwele endaweni emdaka egqibeleni ke chego lam xa ndibeka phantsi ukungamameli izwi kaThixo ukungamameli ukungathobeli ukungahloneli and ukungathembi uThixo nelizwi lakhe iyathoba isidima sokholo loo nto egqibeleni ke phaa kutimothi wesibini ingathi ngothi phaa kuvesi 1:2 athi ke ukuma lisezakufika egqibeleni phasare naw lizawuphilisa ihlabathi uthi abantu aba izaba ngabathandi bezicu zabo Pastore ukhuluma ngoba umuntu athanda isiqu sakhe kodwa uyakhonza ufasuba uchapter 13 first Corinthians kuba kaloku uma ukhonza ukumoya ongcwele kaThixo awuthandi okokwakho qha why ikholwa elindim elizaba elizawuthanda isiqu salo qha ndizigwagwise the lovers of money so ukuthanda imali pastore abantu ndoduka mina xa kuthiwa uma umzekelo uyincekwa ngophangela because wawungaphangela uzange ngabi namali oboma eziyakuziyeva kuthethwa kodwa but ukuthanda imali zibalwe zonke ezi zinto zinto pastore ezi ezithoba okanye ezibeka ukholo olapha ngaphakathi emntwini kodwa ke ekho uchapter 5 Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 umoya oyingcwele ozakwenza ukuthi ezi zinto zonke tatam zimahlibelistic zonke nto umzekelo zibonakalayo siyazi ukuthi ubutyeyo pastore siyazi uba noba njani engutu ezi-2011 ndibe nemali eninzi ndibe nomsomhle ndibe nabantwana abahle ezo nto ma ingathixo kumjeba ukhe watsho umzekelo kuba ziyayithoba umntu uphetha ngoku emise imali yakhe enkulu esebhenki naw emise iimoto zakhe ezilazariyas naw emise umzekelo imizi yakhe ezi-mention into leyo ke pastore engafunwa lizukathixo ndaweni aloo nto masibe sizityebe thina ngokwemisebenzi emihle hayi ke tamabulele nkosi sikhekeleka kakhulu
mfundisi wami thi ngibonge kakhulu inkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga
Amen. You
took it from. Okay. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We are talking about defilers. Things that are defiling us.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Auzege, and of course, I'm talking to Sipho Paulus Khatebe and Umfundisi Umotha. We are touching base on this, the very issue of defilers. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, Mfundisi Umotha says, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of Yahuwah, lest any root of bitterness springing up, causing trouble, and by this means many had become defiled. Ish, bitterness, man. It's something we also have to speak about. People are bitter at times, and we need to deal with this. Mfundisi Umotha, it's defiling us.
Absolutely, Mfundisi. When we hold on to a bitterness, it defiles us. You know, regardless ukuthi umuntu wenzeni, but izikaNkulunkulu lithi we should forgive, and we should strive to live in harmony and in peace with all men. So when we are bitter, actually we are the unfortunate part, Mfundisi Wami, in this is that you can be bitter towards me, but it's like you're having a knife, but you are only holding it on the side where it is more sharp. In other words, where it can cut you. So bitterness is like that. It crushes our spirit. It crushes, you know, the relationship we have with the Father. You know, the moment you start to pray and God reminds you through His Spirit and say, but you are still bitter. And then you just, now you stop. Instead of confessing and say, Father, forgive me for being bitter. Allow me and help me to heal, so that I can forgive and forget. You tend to say, you know, Ish Akthanda Zeg, let me stop praying. So bitterness, it is one of the things, my brother, that defiled us. It bitterness ihamba nako kungaxoleli, because one when is bitter, it means they are unable to forgive. You'll find umuntu, he was once, yes, amafutha ayenzeka abantu, and then maybe the partner left him 30 years ago, and then that other partner sekashadile sekanomuzi wakhe, but this particular person is still bitter. Even the child ukhula nje wazi ukuthi hey ungamkhulumisi ubabakho wangenza kabi, and that has affected even the relationship between, even if the father says, okay, I've made my mistake, but I'm trying to reconcile so that I can be able to support my child. But you find that because of unforgiveness and bitterness, this one, he has even poisoned the child, because bitterness is poison, is very poison, my brother, because through it, bitterness, that's where you will find people baba and stress, and when you have stress, it will lead into depression. These are the diseases that we bring to ourselves through bitterness, you know. But if we can be able to let go and be able to forget and let the Father and allow God to be the one that leads us, we can be able to live peacefully and in harmony. And, you know, the glory of the Father, because we have done away with this kind of things, which is one of the things, bitterness. When they say, and allow me to say, you know, you touched on this earlier. Unalentole, where people are consulting the medium spirits, bakuluma namadlozi, bakuluma nezangoma. The word of God is so clear to that. It says the idolatry nje. It says those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That is Galatians chapter 6. Romans chapter 5 from verse 20 and 21. So the word of God is so clear, Mfundisi, that we should not give regard. When you read in the book of Leviticus chapter 19 verse 3, it says, give no regard to medium and the familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. You know, for those it seems like things are not working well for me, and then we'll start to again as an example, or we'll start to consult about abapans, abangaseko. The word of God so clear, my brother, it says these are the things that defile us. You know, you find somebody says, no, we are not worshipping them, we are acknowledging them. You are acknowledging what? What kind of acknowledgement is that?
Mm.
Because the moment you start to saying you are speaking to those who are dead, that brings defilement unto you. When you consult them a witchcraft, sorceries, that's just defilement. Even the word of God is so clear. It even says, my brother, that a man or a woman who is a medium or a spirit shall surely be put to death. That is chapter 20, verse 27. Even nalaba bantu, that the people they go and consult, the father says, I have no regard to them because they are so defiled. I don't need anybody who will work in spirits or in medium. That becomes, because when you start to speak of idolatry, you are speaking of something that you will start, even you spoke it about it earlier, Ugoti, some of the things, even imisebenzi esiyenzayo, even the cars we drive, even your spouse, when now that takes the center part in your life and takes the priority or a higher part in your life, which is above God, and then that, whatever it is, it has become an idol to you, and the Father is not pleased with that, because these are the things that defile us, and whosoever that does that shall not see the kingdom of God.
I hear you. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. I'm hanging out with Mfundisi Motha and also Usipho Polos Khatebe.
Tu nembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.